Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Running a business is hard work. Building your website shouldn't be. With Wix, you can express your ideas, give direction, then leave the heavy lifting to AI, from site creation to branded content and images. Have fun with the details. Customize what you want, the way you want, and manage your whole business from a centralized dashboard with expert AI tools. Build, scale, and enjoy the incredible results. You can do it all yourself on Wix.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Should the TV license be scrapped in favour of a universal household levy? The perennial debate rages once more because it comes on the back of the Taoiseach Micheál Martin saying it wasn't possible for ministers to reach a consensus on scrapping the license. Now, I'm joined by Richard Bruton, the chairperson of the Fine Gael Parliamentary Party, former Minister for Communications, Climate Action and Environment. Richard, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
Now, the question of not being able to get agreement between ministers, who is in favour, who is not?
Well, I don't know the details of that. Obviously, Cabinet is confidential, but it has always been a tricky enough issue. I think most people see that the TV licence is flawed. It's based on ownership of a TV, which is pretty anachronistic at this stage, and they reckon about 11 or 12% of people view content on something other than a TV. There's an evasion rate of 13%, and there's a collection rate, I think, over 5%. So there's a lot of this revenue just not coming in. But the replacement of it is not quite as simple, because you have to decide, is it a service charge or is it a tax? At the moment, we treat it as a service charge. We exempt a lot of pensioners, and it's also paid by business. So it's not just households. So the design of the alternative is where, I suppose, the tricky issue comes in. If you throw it into general taxation, then, you know, if it's income tax, it's only coming from, you know, largely the better off people pay far the most. If you put it on local property tax and rates, obviously you're that is a difficult tax to raise and creates irritation among both businesses and households to have a flat tax that has to be paid in a check. So it's tricky design. I think most people would favour its replacement, largely because, of course, you know, the erosion of advertising revenue by online platforms is affecting everyone, not just the state broadcaster, but national broadcasters like yourselves, and particularly newspapers. They've been the most hit by the erosion of their advertising base.
Now, if you were to, for example, have a household levy, now who'd collected it is another question. It would seem to be quite fair, because whether you're watching something on your laptop or on your phone, you need power in order to fire up these devices. So whether it's a TV set, a laptop or a phone, you've got to have electricity. Therefore, any location where an electricity bill is paid by an individual, add on the tax there, or the levy, or whatever you like to call it. That would seem to be the simplest way.
It would, yeah. No, and have all the, you know, the rates or some base like that where business pays, and you have some base where the household pays. But do you levy it? What do you levy it on? You know, it
I mean, per house, if, for example, and at one of the attractions, when Pat Rabbit first raised this idea years ago, I could never understand why, if you got a better collection rate, that instead of €160 a year, you could actually drop this new charge because everyone was going to pay it. So instead, you sell it by saying, instead of €160 every year, it's only going to be €140.
Yeah, no. Once you get rid of evasion and broaden the base, everyone who's been paying it pays less. So you know, most of the compliant people will be better off as a result of a switch of this to some other base. I think the resistance politically is, you know, revenue don't want to be collecting a service charge, so they would argue strongly against them being the collectors of a service charge. But I think any other base really looks to revenue as the funder. So yep. I suspect that's where...
Would it not be simple? You just put it on... You know, the way the government has very easily given the subvention for higher energy bills of €200 a pop each time, and there'll be, a total of three tranches of that, easily able to apply the generosity of the state to the bill. Would it not be just as simple to apply the deficit that would arise from the TV licence, spread over all the bills of the year? It might not be that discernible.
No, I agree. That's a way of collecting it, and it would be spread unlike the local property tax. But at the moment, with, you know, energy prices so high, you could imagine the reaction to pushing it up further. So I think, you know, we do need an alternative form of collection. None of the alternatives are perfect. You know, it's never going to be exactly related to your use of media. And it's probably moving towards a situation where we regard quality journalism as a public good, and we should be supporting not just quality journalism in the state broadcaster, but on a broader base, and giving time to other broadcasters, to our newspapers, to shift towards online revenue raising. But that's a difficult journey.
It's hard to see, though, how this would be complex. As I say, if you can give €200 a pop to every bill payer who's a domestic consumer, not a commercial consumer, they have a different series of grants and subventions they're getting for their higher energy costs. But if every household can be given €200 a pop, three times it's going to happen, why could not every household be levied? The notion that there's someone out there who says, I never watch television, I never consume online media, I never look at anything, it's far-fetched. And presumably they could go to the courts if they objected to this and prove that they basically lived in ignorance.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think we should move to a support. You know, whether you can do it just in the midst of an energy crisis is the question. But I think the Taoiseach has reopened that debate. And I suppose to be fair, there are other areas where we need to see contribution. I mean, the VAT rate for newspapers was reduced, which was significant. And I think there needs to be a fair price from online platforms that use content from other providers, journalists and newspaper outlets. You know, that there needs to be others contributing to this to the pot for, you know, quality media that's fair, objective, balanced. And I suppose during the course of COVID, we just saw how important it was to have that. So Fine Gael has done a lot of consultation with the sector. Kieran Cannon and Micheál Carrigy and Jerry Buttermer coordinated work, and you know, I think there is a realization that the sector has to change, as well as the payment model from the states has to change, and it's trying to get both of those things happening together. Yeah.
Now, it seems as if our listeners are a little quicker off the mark, and maybe a little more creative than government appears to be. I'll read you some of the comments coming in. Scrap the TV licence, let RTÉ have 5 years to become a standalone service, let it survive or let it fail. Well, that's kind of a doomsday scenario, particularly in a time of falling commercial revenues. I mean, the independent sector has been saying for years, we only have one source of revenue, which is the, you know, from sponsorship and advertising. RTE has sponsorship and advertising and the license fee, and it undertakes jobs, I suppose, that other parts of the media sector will not undertake. But still, it's an argument. Anyway, next one. Why don't they just encrypt the signal like Sky? If people want to watch, then they subscribe. And there's a merit there, I suppose. Why not put a levy on media bills like the internet and TV? There's no way to evade. Pensioners, for example, could claim back small monthly payments. What's not to like about all of that? If they dropped the price of the television licence, says this optimist called William, everyone would have one. I don't think so. There are some people who don't want to pay for anything. Portugal collects its media charge through a levy on the monthly electricity bill. This significantly reduces the admin costs as everyone gets an electricity bill. Trying to enforce a separate license and dealing with enforcement through the courts is unnecessarily costly and inefficient. The engineer in you would design such obsolescence out of the system. So says Marcus. Indeed, I would. In an era of people who get up early in the morning being taxed out of existence, why should we be making any contribution to media organisations? It's ridiculous, says Rob in Clontarf. Well, Rob, you're listening to us. You clearly use media. So, you know, we don't get any contribution from you other than through the advertising system. Be nice if you dropped us a few euro a couple of times a year to help us survive. Place it as a service charge on your phone. I've no TV or Wi-Fi. I just use data and stream it from my phone and I'm paying for data, so says John. So, lots of creativity there, but can't get agreement between the ministers involved, Richard.
Yeah, no, I think that has been the problem. That I suppose there has been a resistance to accepting that it is a tax and not a service charge. And I think if you accept it's a tax, and I think that's what the direction we have to go in, then you're trying to find a fair base for collecting it. And to answer the people who say, well, everyone should stand on their own two feet, the reality is that the online platforms, with their very highly targeted advertising with feedback available on users, it's very difficult for our broad casting to compete with that. So long term, this is undermining quality journalism, which I think everyone recognises we have to protect. So, you know, I welcome the Taoiseach reopening this debate. I know it has been it's being examined by a group of departments, but I think the time has come to accept that we have to change the base and move.
The reality, as you say, for the online broadcasters, they can say to an advertiser, listen, we can count the clicks that we get on your ad. We are also analysing people's data to see what they're interested in. We can send your message directly down the internet to them. A lot of people don't like that kind of thing. They don't like that intrusion where things pop up just because you looked for tents last May, you might be bombarded with ads for tents come January, February and March. That's the way they work. Whereas with broadcasters saying, look, we've a lot of people listening or watching every day. We're bound. It's a net. We're bound to catch a lot of fish for you.
Yeah, that's the difficulty. And I think it's becoming, you know, for print media in particular, it's becoming much more difficult because they have a higher cost of production of their product. Less and less people are using it and they're trying to compensate with online versions where they simply can't get the payment rate. So, you know, I think there is a genuine crisis brewing here and we have to make up our mind, you know, how important is quality journalism to us as a country, or do we want to rely on, you know, the sort of online content that really is not evaluated as but there is no system at the moment anyhow for evaluating its quality, where at least you know, broadcasters are accountable and, you know, to a large extent newspapers are as well, because they have their weekly readers.
So-called citizen journalism, citizens come in all shapes and sizes, some reliable, some not. So with citizen journalism. Richard, look, thank you very much for joining us. Richard Bruton, chairperson of the Fine Gael Parliamentary Party and as a former Minister for Communications, Climate Action and Environment, an interested party in all of this.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
You set the gold standard for your business. Your website should do the same. Wix puts you at the helm so you can enjoy the creative freedom of designing your site just the way you want. Want someone to bounce your ideas off? Talk with AI to create a beautiful site together. Generate on-brand content, images, media, and simply change or fine-tune any of it along the way. Whatever your business, manage it from one place and tie it all together with a personalized domain name. Gear up for success with a brand that says you best. You can do it yourself on Wix.